Really?
Okay, we're going off air on the YouTube, so if anyone is still over there, you'll need to go back to the Discord or the pride48.com chat.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
No, I want to take our recording down. Stop recording.
Recording stopped.
All right.
I have a Finding Prince Charming folder in my Google Drive.
Oh, shit. You know what? I was supposed to look for something for Batanz. He texted me while we were at
Disney. It was an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, I think.
Yeah.
Recap.
Yeah, one of the ones that I was on. I gotta look for that for him. Because I was at...
By the way, did you remember that I sent you an extra track 2 weeks ago for the voice thing that I recorded, or is that just silent in the recording?
It is. I thought I used the audio from the mix track on that segment.
Oh, if you did, that's what I'm asking.
No, I did, at least on the first one, but there may have been second or third ones in there that we did that you played something that I didn't catch, because I did see somewhere that there were silences in our... It was very complicated last show because we had a mixer error in the middle that we had to shut something down, and so the video was contiguous. So the video, and then I had to go in and cut it and then put in audio in different places, and so I didn't get back to doing those things. So I apologize, dear YouTube listeners, for that. I think or if you listened to our audio, maybe it was bad last week. I apologize. You know, it's just more, I view it more as just show content for the Little Fatty Cast, because they love to spend entire episodes talking about us.
About our bad audio or something? Or
any little fart in our audio that we, you know, admit to or whatever. Fatty's got to bring it up to Vader and be like, rah, rah, rah. Daniel, you were our echoey on Discord, but you use single tracks to post, so it should be okay. Yes, I know I'm echoey on Discord. That's because Adam's echo cancellation is turned off, which was causing some dropping out. And so what you're hearing is actually, this is scary, guys. What you're hearing is me coming back through Adam's microphone from his headphones, because he has his headphones turned up so fucking loud, and the gain on his computer.
So do you.
The gain on your mic is so fucking, like, look at it. You're sitting back here. Like, this is me.
No, I'm not. I'm right up on the microphone.
I am literally eating the microphone when I talk into it.
Yeah, me too. I'm right.
No, you're not. I like my mouth
here.
My mouth is touching the foam.
Mine almost is. My chin is touching the foam. Not my lip, but yeah, and you sound like it when you get that close to it.
You know what, Adam? This is not the Little Fatty Cast. We're not gonna talk about this. Can I tell you?
There is.
What?
I was going to say, there is no gain at all turned up. It's just normal. There's no gain knob. I haven't tweaked any gain. There's nothing. It's a Rodecaster. There's not even a gain knob.
I saw this thing today, and I thought of you, because one of the things that you and I bonded over early in our friendship was our love of AM radio, like our love of talk radio.
Yeah, talk radio. Yeah.
And just... bad.
Now go take on the day.
Yeah, just bad, awful talk radio, but just could not get a fuck enough of it. Like, remember from the Kingdom of Nigh? That's That was what was his name? Art Bell. Yeah, the Art Bell.
Yeah,
spooky thing. But yeah, just all these AM radio stations.
I watched this listen to this Joey something or other in New York. He always talked about his cheesecakes.
Yeah.
And Tom Likas, although he wasn't AM, he was FM talk.
But yeah, so many AM memories, whatever. And so, you know, it's nostalgic, whatever. That's like my early childhood, the radios that we would get for Christmas, like the little novelty radios and everything, were always just AM, right? So we, you know, I grew up going to bed listening to AM radio. Anyway, the of course, back then it was more like trucker songs, you know, like Convoy and shit. Anyway, my point that I'm trying to make is that they have been putting out cars recently, newer cars, don't have AM radio on them. like newer cars, they just leave off the AM from the car radio. So it just has FM and satellite and, you know, whatever else. And this has caught the ire of the Senate, the U.S. Senate, and they have now proposed legislation to require car manufacturers to include AM radios in their cars. Like they're being required by federal law to include AM radios in their cars. Because here's the reasoning why. Because the emergency broadcast system needs to be able to reach, you know, AM, and AM has a better reach than FM does. Like for emergencies, they need that AM. And I'm like going, this is so fucking stupid, because if you're in your car in 2023, you're not listening to the AM radio. So how are you going to get that emergency signal? You're not listening to the AM radio.
It's no, like, that's true.
It's like, what is having an AM radio matter if you're not listening to it? Is the companion legislation for this that we're all required to listen to AM radios all the time? It's like, you know, is their goal basically to make us listen to AM, like right-wing talk radio, like, you know, 24 hours a day or something? Is like, what the fuck?
Well, you could listen to Rush Limbaugh. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, no, you can't.
Bad. He's dead. You can't. Yeah, it was just crazy that they... yeah, there's so many more things. Like we're all carrying around cell phones. It's like, all right, so let's say that you require AM radios in all these cars, and that somehow in an emergency that AM radio can take over and broadcast. Let's just pretend that we live in that universe. What if I'm at home? I don't have a single AM FM radio in my house. There's nothing in my entire house that has an AM and FM radio on it. It's like, so... it, only if I'm in a car will I get the emergency. Like, no, it's like my cell phone's gonna beep. My, you know, what? Like, what up? What are you doing? Oh, is this the Tom Likas intro?
No.
This is the emergency broadcast system. Stand by for further information.
Yeah. That one's not very good.
It's not
emergency.
Very good.
Emergency.
The following
this
is a
better.
Test. Yeah, oh God, there it is. Oh God.
This is not a test.
Wait,
this
what
is
happened?
Your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Oh, that's from the Purge movie. But that is what the thing sounds like.
My
your camera overheated?
Yeah, my camera shut down.
You know, it's so funny because my Canon M100 that I have right there is continually running. A lot of times I don't even turn it off at night.
Yeah.
It has never overheated.
I honestly, to be honest with you, I don't know why it shut down. It's not recording, so it shouldn't have overheated. It's plugged in, so it wasn't, but it's fine. It ended. The show was over, so it lasted the entire show. So it lasted over 2 hours. I need to tinkle, and then I can talk to you about these cool new things that I've done with ChatGPT. But go ahead and pontificate for a minute about the requirement of AM radio.
About the requirement, I don't know. I mean, I think it's stupid. I think that emergency, doesn't that emergency broadcast sound and everything, won't that play on your phone as well? I feel like Apple and Google or whatever both play that on your phone if it comes through. Because I have gotten the thing where I'm like in a room and all the phones do, you know, all the phones play that, have that noise play or whatever. It's usually when people are... when there's somebody kidnapped, though. It's exact. That is the most hideous.
This is not a test.
Of course, they normally say, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this were not a test, this would be followed by instructions or something like that. I don't remember, but... Um, I'm so hungry, and I get to have a cheat day tomorrow. Woohoo! So that'll be good. I have to take Sydney to the vet, and her vet appointment is 8 a.m. in the morning. Like an ATM machine. 8 a.m. in the morning. And, so that means I'm going to have to get up around 7:30 because it takes about half an hour to get to her vet. And I need to, you know, freshen up before I go.
I feel like it was a good thing that we had a week off last week.
Why?
Because that pod is my co-pilot thing really did get me. Like, it really hit me a lot harder. And just because...
Well, it's okay.
Just because I thought we were friends. Like, I thought we were doing things
you could
as
be.
Couples. No, it's clear. Oh, you know what the biggest insult was? At the end of his show, he made a joke about Darwood, whatever his name is.
Darwood? You mixing Durwood and
what is it? Darwin? Is that his name?
Darwin?
Is it Rodan's boyfriend's name Darwin? He made a joke about Darwin showing up as a balloon lady at his house to scare him to run faster or something like that. And I'm like, I made that joke on that show that you were on. Like, he was a guest on our show when I made that joke. It's like, wait, on top of you not even remembering that I'm like, you know, a gay couple that lives in your area that you, you know, that has shares similar interests. But on top of that, it's like, now you're going to steal my joke and not even like credit me on it?
I mean, I have to preface this by saying that I know that I am also a sensitive flower like you are. So I have no room to talk. But it's not all about you because he didn't like what makes it all about you? He was just talking about
it's not.
It doesn't mean that you're not his friend. It doesn't mean anything.
No,
that.
It absolutely does mean. It doesn't mean it means say, that he does not consider
I'm talking
us.
About Daniel and Zach here. They are not our friends. He didn't say any of that. He was just talking about wanting to make friends.
Yeah, also, and he's talking about how lonely he is and how he needs to make other friends other than them. And he talks about other friends. He's like, and there's just no other gay couple friends in our area. And it's just like, hello, yes, there are. Like, we've done things with you. Hello, we're here. Like, what are we? Like, it's like, and it wasn't just me. Zach was kind of hurt by it too. He's just like, well, I guess we're not friends. And it's like. It just felt perfect. And I'm not upset, Adam. I'm not upset about that. I'm just, it just floored me in the way that I heard it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's a truth and that's fine. I'm fine with the truth. That doesn't, you know, it's fine. If they don't want to be friends, it's fine. I don't care. We can just be acquaintances and be friendly and that's fine. That's fine. It's just the way that I learned it.
Is it fine?
Yeah,
is it fine?
Adam is fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. Good. It's fine. Good. Good.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine. I think the more, it, but it really did kind of, but closer to it, I was much more angry. I've had time to reflect.
But he did say nothing wrong.
Adam, it has nothing to do with him.
No. But what I'm saying is I don't believe that this episode of his podcast definitively said that he doesn't consider you and Zach friends. I think you took it that way. I do not think it says that.
He said the statement, the only friends that we have in this area are you and Taffy.
He said, I have people that I talk to that I want to get to know better. You and Zach could have been in that thing because they don't... That you guys haven't hung out a lot, so maybe he still categorizes you as I want to continue this relationship.
No, because if you think about it, we were both at the same race. I was trying to get him to come and like talk to us while we were at the race. He wouldn't even do that. Anyway, I'm just glad that we had the week off. So let me tell you about these new ChatGPT things that I've been doing. Are you listening to Let It Go?
Yeah. Oh, you can't hear that because it's.
Oh my God! Your gain, it has to be through the fucking roof.
No, it's not. Your gain. You are distorted to me. You are so hot that you are distorted to me all the time.
You know, I've lost about.
So you always talk about my audio, but you don't know what I'm living with on this end.
Thank you for saying that I was hot. Thank you. That's all I heard. So I've been using ChatGPT for a bunch of cool things. Yes, I hear that. Let it go. Turn away and do you know? You know
that
one
was
of my
from Cyclone, not me.
One of my ex-boyfriends, who I was with for quite a while, Damien. Who, by the way, Damien was Buzzy's father. Like Damien was the one that brought home Buzzy, my cat that I had for 23 years. Damien later got married to a guy and they live right up the road here and we've gone to dinner with them a couple of times. But
But they also are looking for other friends than you?
No. His partner is Idina Menzel's aunt. Like he's like met Idina, he knows her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they've like flown out to Vegas and like watched her show and everything and like it's her nephew. And his boyfriend, right? It's like, so.
Cool.
I was like, damn, why can't Zach be related? Why can't Zach be related to somebody like cool? One of the names that was shot down, and I thought this was so clever. So chat room, please tell me if this was clever or not. I wanted to name the cats Isaac and Taylor. Okay.
Those are just two names to
me. My boyfriend's name is Zach. So Taylor, Isaac Taylor and Zach. Who do you know this Isaac Taylor and Zach?
I don't. I guess I don't.
It's
probably on some.
It's Hanson.
Huh? Oh, I don't know their names.
So I could fulfill my childhood fantasy of living with Hanson if we just named my cats Isaac.
You could just name them and Bop or Pop or whatever it is. Just say, Pop, come here.
I don't know. I worry about that Cyclone. Cyclone says, if Buzzy made it to 23 and Princess was like 19, she was 17, but yes. What happens if Ricky and Bobby don't make it past 14? Is Zach going to be disappointed? He might be, but hopefully not. They're not quite two yet. They won't be two until like September. So they're still kitten-ish, even though they're
it's
technically
that keto
adults.
Diet that Daniel and Zach feed the cats. That's why they live so long.
You know, it's weird because Buzzy was on a keto diet because he had a kidney issue, and that's how you take the strain off the kidneys is by, you know, not having carbs. So there was a thing there that is that going to be just a cat picking is a skill. You know what? These cats, I didn't, you know, I saw a picture of them and I thought they were, you know, cute. But then when I read the story, it hit me. In a way that it was like, I have to.
Were they playing the Wishes music on the page that had the photo of the cats? Is that what happened? You just got so emotional. You're like.
But literally, Adam, every night that I would go to bed, I'd be, good night, honey. Good night, Bobby. Good night, Ricky. I would, you know, I would picture them in my head, you know, little Ricky and little Bobby. Oh, so cute.
I think that's Tom Likas that.
That is Tom Likas spanking.
That Auntie Scott.
That is, that's Drew. X.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
Oh.
Tom Likas.
Hey.
Yeah, I think women would he's spanking that. Drew in that. I think that's actually Drew. That's a picture of Tom Likas spanking Drew on the radio. All right, so let me tell you about these cool new uses that I had for... Or we could just play.
From Hollywood, it's the Tom Likas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
And now, here he is.
I could do that. I've done it before. Thank you. for tuning into the Tom Likas show. This. Anyway, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
You know, I got into the Firefly beta.
No, I did not know that.
Anyway, so here's what I did. This week I had to deal with this stupid server upgrade for my brother, actually for my sister-in-law. So I was having to upgrade their computer from, you know, Windows Server 2012 R2 to Windows Server 2016, because 2012 R2 had been end-of-lifed. Anyway, so I was doing this upgrade for them, and of course, during the course of this upgrade, there was like a lot of downtime because you're basically waiting for files to load, and you know what I'm saying? Anytime you're installing an operating system, it's a lot of just sitting there babysitting the thing, doing its thing, but you have a lot of downtime. So I was chatting with my brother, and they're going on this trip to Japan, which came out of nowhere. So they're going to, I forget everywhere that they're going, but they're like going like tomorrow. They're like leaving tomorrow morning. And they're going on a 2-week trip, including like 4 or 5 days in Japan. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I told him about us on the other podcast using ChatGPT to come up with a Disney itinerary. It's like, have you tried getting an itinerary for things to do in Japan? Like, what is it you want to do in Japan? And he was like, I want to see the busiest intersection, and I want to see this, and I definitely want to eat sushi and everything. So I'm like typing these things into ChatGPT, and I'm like, you know, plan an itinerary for 4 adults, that don't speak Japanese, that are visiting for a day, and they want to make sure that they see this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah. And it spit out an itinerary for them that was, you know, like from, you know, in the morning, go and eat here, and then go over and see this, and then go to that, and here's another tourist attraction that's on the way, that's right there. You say it did a really good job of, and he was amazed because all he had ever used ChatGPT, you know, all he had ever heard about ChatGPT was, you know, oh, people are using it to plagiarize their exam papers or stuff like that, right? It's like there's actually some cool things that ChatGPT can do, right? So
yeah,
I had him, you know, look at this, and so now he's like typing in all kind of modifications to that, and so he's using that to like plan his trip in Japan, which is kind of cool. So I'm at home and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, we get a meal delivery service that delivers raw ingredients to our house for 4 meals, and because of the way our week works, we cook those 4 meals, but they're keto, so they're guaranteed to be under 20 carbs and blah blah blah.
Yep.
But it's not cheap, right? It's $113 a week for us to get those 4 meals, and so I was thinking, I was like, is this something that ChatGPT could help me with? So I asked ChatGPT, I was like, hey, we are on a keto diet. I want to plan meals for 5 nights a week for 2 adults and I want you to optimize it in such a way that we don't have leftovers, because I, you know, so kind of group ingredients, you know, reuse ingredients between recipes, because I don't want extra leftover stuff, as much as possible. And then I said, and we don't like tomatoes, and we don't like shrimp, and which I do, but Zach hates shrimp. So I don't like shrimp, and we don't like soup. Right, because soup is a fucking, you don't eat soup in Florida. It's just not done. Anyway, so I give
also,
it all.
Also, I feel like soup is not a meal.
I mean, there are some hearty stews.
I still prefer to have a soup and then an entree.
Okay. Anyway, so the, it did a really good job. It like spit out like a bunch of, you know, suggestions, like, you know, on night one, have this, and then this is your shopping list. It did really good. The only thing it had left out was the actual instructions for cooking, right? So it was like, you know, one night was something like, steak and zucchini noodles, something like that. And so you're going to need 2 steaks. What was it called? It was called garlic butter steak with zucchini noodles. But all it gave me was the ingredients: 2 steaks, 4 cloves of garlic, butter, and 2 medium zucchinis. It's like, but there's no instructions on what to do with it.
Well, you can't. It was just thinking. Really, you can't figure this out?
No.
You
spiral
cut the zucchini. Right.
So I basically said, "Oh, that sounds awesome, but I don't. You know, I need the full recipes. So can you give me, you know, the instructions for these recipes that you're suggesting?" Yeah. And it's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And it did, and it spit back, and it gave me the instructions. So that was like a really cool surprise. So because what's happening now is that we're not unhappy with the meal service, but sometimes there's not enough variety. Yeah. For the 4 meals, it's like, you know, there's too many things that have tomatoes or shrimp in them that we just won't eat. And, you know, so the remaining meals are just not enough to go for 4 meals. So it was like one of those things. So I was like, okay, cool. So we've paused our delivery over the Memorial Day weekend coming up. So we'll have an entire week where we're going to try using the ChatGPT thing for keto and see what that costs and see, you know, what the differences are there. So we did that. Anyway, I thought that was really cool that I tried that. So the second thing that I did was we were playing D&D last night, and it dawned on me that ChatGPT can write
campaigns.
No, but it can write poetry. And one of the things that I have always wanted to play in D&D is a bard. But to role play a bard, you would have to be really on your rhyming game to be able to.
How much? I have never played Dungeons and Dragons, and yes. I think how it goes. But are you guys going to the level where you're like acting it out and I'm going to say a poem now, and you take out your lute and you're like playing? I mean, you get to that level.
I feel like he sang a song. Yeah. No, I feel like yes, you can, because there's a big difference between saying, you know, okay. You know, I've done my attacks this turn, or I've done, you know, my actions this turn, and I'm in the middle of a fight. I've done my actions this turn. And so what would, you know, and now before we leave, before, you know, the next person's round, is like, yes, and I want to taunt them, right? I want to taunt them. It's like, that's different than me actually having a taunt, right? Actually having, like, I want to look at the salamander, the giant salamander, and say, your offspring will taste great on toast points or something, like, you know, I want to have a really witty saying to say. There's a difference in the feel when you say that because you're amusing the other players at the table and whatever.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
There once was a podcast quite grand whose host had a voice so bland, but the sound was a dud, muffled like a thud. 'Twas like talking in a rubber band.
That made no sense.
Well,
To have it make sense.
It
so
rhymes.
I asked during our D&D campaign, after our D&D campaign last night, two of the paladins had done like this really heroic thing. And so I asked ChatGPT to write a song in praise of the two brave paladins, and I gave it the information of the fight. So it came out with this really, really cute little song, which I'm sure that in GarageBand I could bring up like a lute. You know what I'm saying? I could actually get a lute sound so that I could string
a
lute.
You know, there's also AI audio generators out there that you could just say, hey, create a,
yeah,
you know.
Here's the lyrics. Give me the music for it. But it's like, yeah, they came up with these verses and chorus. Like the chorus for this particular song is, together they'll fight with courage and might. Through darkness and danger, they'll shine a light. With friendship and hope, their spirits align. Those heroes will triumph, their victory defined. It's like that's the chorus and everything. I could see that being like a drinking song, right? Oh, together they'll fight with courage and might. Through darkness and danger, they'll fight. You know, say,
yeah, yeah. That could be a TikTok for you.
I'm just saying, this has opened up this.
Like,
so
that?
Now I play a paladin, but I am so jazzed. It's like, I want to play a bard now so badly because I would get to make
You'll bring
up
your
songs.
Synthesizer with you to the thing now. You're going to be, or like loop back or like your at the very least, your iPad. You're gonna be like, oh, yeah, wait, I have a song for this. And you're gonna hit the, I made it in GarageBand. Here's another one. A podcaster full of bravado forgot to fix his bad audio. The hiss and the pop made listeners stop. His downloads took quite a fiasco.
Well, that was really easy for you to say. Very, very easy for you to say. Yeah, I know you're using Bluetooth. Let's see. I want to add an instrument here.
Keyboard, drums, and strings.
World. I bet you I'm going to find it under world. Can I...
Oh, he's tuning his guitar or whatever, his hammer dulcimer, his mandolin. I've got some spoons over here, Daniel. I can. That sounds racist. That song sounds racist.
How does that song sound racist?
It's like, ding, 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 ding. It sounds like, you know, trying to make fun of like a Chinese.
All right. So what do I need to, wait a second. What do I need then? Clearly I can't use a whatever this is called, a world, play in a different instrument from around the globe.
No, that was okay.
Oh, that was called a pipa. It just sounded... That was called a pipa. I could also do an erhu. Let's see, a guitar. Could I do a ukulele? Guitar? Can I?
Auntie Scott, are those wax figures? I think those are wax figures.
Would this be a better one?
Yeah, maybe.
The guitar. Yeah, that'll work, right?
Sure.
So we're saying not this.
I think of that. We are Chinese, if you please. Ba-dum-bum-bum. You know the cats? What, wasn't it cats? You know that? You know,
yes,
what I'm talking about?
The Aristocats, yes.
And they have the pointy hats on?
Maybe I'm playing a Chinese bard. I just thought that was, I was kind of blown away by that though, Adam, because I'm like, that's really cool. Like that gives you the ability to put yourself more into an improv type character when you're not having to worry about the machinations of making a rhyme, right? It's just like, you know, you just can give it some information.
Yeah. That's why writers that are striking are so worried that, the TV producers or whatever are going to use ChatGPT to write whole scripts.
So Cyclone is saying he tried Noom. Now I'm perfectly happy with our keto diet. Even before we used the meal service, we enjoyed keto. It was just that we were just kind of in a rut. We were just kind of making the same recipes over and over and over again. So it's like, you know, Monday night was taco salad and, you know, Tuesday night was something else. It's like, you know, it's just, it gives us a nice variety there. Why is Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew, why are they with these wax figures?
I don't know. I think these are past photos.
Oh, and this, look, it's Meryl Streep. Imagine that. There's Auntie Scott sitting next to Jack Nicholson and talking and laughing while he's got a cigar like right in his face. Like, that has got to reek. And then there's, look, just standing right there. Meryl Streep, just standing right there.
She's kind of posing.
Is that Meryl Streep? God, tell me that's Meryl Streep.
I think it is.
Oh, look, there is Drew posing with Meryl Streep. She is in weirdly the same exact pose that she is standing behind Auntie Scott, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm sure that it's nothing.
And Uncle Drew looks very underdressed.
Can we just use that?
Standing.
Can we just use that as like a transition between like different, you know, like on the Rachel Maddow show where they had the whoosh noise between topics. Like
yeah,
you
yeah.
and I talk about a topic and we're done with it and then we hear.
Yeah, Daniel, and that thing that you were talking about.
And then we start with a new topic.
We could.
Let me go back to the Trello. Was there anything else that I did?
Oh, that would be a thing. That would be a thing.
It's also really good at writing email. Like, weirdly, when you tell it, you know, hey, write me a professional sounding email to, you know, complain about the rent being too high or something like that. It's actually a really good letter and email writer. Like last night, we in D&D, we got started with that whole thing. And one of the players had posted a request to the DM to allow us to level up
to
level 10 and stuff.
I wrote out like a three or four sentences of what I wanted for this this set of requirements that I was doing, and I said, write me use cases, and it took that and wrote use cases based on my like a paragraph that I put in there.
Yeah, it is, and there's a bunch of new plugins this week for ChatGPT. Things that'll let it actually use the internet, like so that it can move beyond its September 2021, block.
Yeah, I haven't gotten. I haven't looked, but I don't think I have the plugins yet.
I got the.
I am paying.
Yeah, I'm a paying member also. I think I told you I'm in the. I got into the Firefly.
Oh, yeah, I do have plugins.
Like when you wore leather, like if back in your slutty days when you wore leather.
Okay.
What color leather did you wear?
Black.
Did it have any kind of buckles or like were they silver or gold or anything like that, like or you know rivets or, you know like buttons or any was anything
well, I,
was it just
I didn't
leather?
Really wear leather I wore it was actually pleather it was black pleather
okay but were there any buttons on it or anything were they
I mean one of the chaps or whatever I think had like a silver buckle
okay All right, and let's see. Your name is Adam, so I'm going to generate this. So I just told it to generate your name using black leather with silver buttons, and I'll post this in a second here. Let's see. Is this a better? Yeah, I feel like this is better. And we're gonna go a little bit. No, that's ugly. Go a little loose with that.
It doesn't. How do you use the plugins?
I don't know. That was on my list of things to look in this week.
I do have it. There's a in the settings. There's a checkbox for experimental features.
Yeah.
And plugins is one of the features.
So one of the things that. That it does, you know, Adobe Firefly, it's got a bunch of, so it's got a text to image generator, you know, just like a lot of things, but it also has a font thing. So you can have it design you a font using different prompts. So in this case, I told it to write the word Adam, but to use a black leather with silver buttons.
Oh, that's Firefly. You're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Adobe Firefly. So that's that. See, it wrote you a nice Adam there, which is black leather with silver.
Can you say, great, change the font?
Oh, yeah, no, it I chose that font. Yeah, you can absolutely. You don't even have to tell it that. It has the regular Adobe drop-down, so you can choose the font, you can choose the color of it, you can choose the tone of it and stuff. And their text-to-image stuff is really kind of similar, so you can give it the prompt, but then you can go on and lay things on top of it. So in this case, I wanted a dark teal warhorse with a bright pink bridle, but I wanted it in the style of layered paper. So it was made like by layered paper. So that's what it came up with there. It was like, you know, like these are paper cutouts that are layered on top of each other. But that is completely generated, right? That's you know, just from the prompt that I gave it. It's kind of annoyed by some of the things that it won't do, though. So, like, I told it to make a vintage travel poster for Epcot, and it came back and said that, you know, certain words were forbidden, which I'm assuming was Epcot, because I love that. I absolutely love that as a transition. Can I get a vote from the chat room? Is that a keeper? I was like, is that something we can move into the main show? Is that a keeper? We get finished with a segment, and instead of us trying to make some weird transition, we just do.
Okay, I figured out how to use plugins, I think.
Okay.
So what are we
plugging in?
Well, you have to go to settings.
Yeah.
And then there's a on the left-hand side, there's a beta features tab. And then there's web browsing and plugins, and you have to turn them on.
Okay.
And then when you enable them, when you open up a new chat, it will, at the top, it will have...
Did you say new or nude?
A new.
Okay.
New. You can, when you select GPT-4, it lets you select, you can select plugins, and then it will take you to, you can go to the plugin store...
Yeah.
And see the plugins that are available. And then once you install, you have to install them, and then it doesn't really tell you how to use them, but I was able to just say, using the Speak plugin, do this, and that worked. That seemed to work, so maybe that's what you do. I'm not sure.
But. I saw one this week, and I thought of you, and I was going to go test it out for you, but it wanted me to sign up with an email address, and I just wasn't in the mood for that shit. But it was it's a service. It seems like it's fairly low cost. But what you do is you take a picture of the area that you want to redo. Like, let's say your backyard, you take a picture of it, and you upload it. And it does designs for either, you know, an outside patio or for an interior room or whatever. It'll like do designs and then show you, you know, like what it could look like. So it takes the same dimensions and everything and does a little design for it using AI. And then you can tweak it and, you know, have it regenerate a bunch of different ideas and stuff. But I was just like, oh, that would be something, because Adam can't get a lawn care, you know,
that's right. Yeah.
A landscaper. That would be something that ChatGPT could probably do for you.
Design, here are the dimensions of my backyard. Design a backyard that has this, this, and this, and
I live in this. I live in this zone. Yeah, I live in this zone. I live in Arkansas, and I don't want plants that require heavy maintenance. I want a low maintenance, beautiful yard that is, still has plenty of grass for my dog. And just see what it does. It'll probably be like, okay, yeah, you want to get 12 of these and 16 of these and 2 of these and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it will. Will it come and do the work as well?
No, it won't do that.
And I feel like you can't laugh after each time you do it. If it's gonna be a segment bumper, you just have to move on. Like, you know, okay, now we're talking about another topic.
Speaking of that,
laugh every time. You know,
because the chat room is just so darn participatory this evening. When Adam was here in Florida and we were eating at Haleo, the tapas restaurant, one of the items on the menu, one of the big ticket items on the menu was a paella. Like, they had different types of paella.
Oh, Lord.
And so at random points in time during our meal, we would hear a cowbell ringing with a bunch of...
No, they were hitting the bottom of a paella pan.
Oh,
it was
okay,
not a
okay,
cowbell.
Okay. But and as they marched towards whatever table, all saying, paella, paella.
They would hit it. It'd be like, ding, 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 paella. Paella.
Right. And so we thought it would be hilarious.
No, you thought.
Yeah, all right, fine. And this is what I want your advice on, chat room. I thought it would be hilarious if on every show we had a random timer, just a random timer that we could see that when it hit zero, it would play the cowbell noise and then have a bunch of people shouting out like Woodhaven or something. And then we would just move on with the show. Like we would, you know, acknowledge it, but just keep moving with the show without any kind of explanation for it. And people could call in and shout out Woodhaven, and we would just add that. So it's like the crowd shouting could be a bunch of, you know, people could add to that recording.
Well, you've thought about this because this is new. You didn't mention this part.
So that people could, you would all of your voices would be part of the crowd shouting out Woodhaven.
I feel like it would annoy people, kind of like when we used to play the death phone in between.
Yeah, but that's because
segments.
We did it multiple times in one show. Like, this would just be one time at some point during the show.
And it's funny how the death phone calls always came in right in the middle of one of my stories. It never, like, never was one of yours. For some reason, it always rang.
And in other news, the it would be fun. See, some people are saying, because how hard would it be to write a randomizer for a timer? Like, I think even ChatGPT would do it. It's like, if I asked ChatGPT, it's like, hey, you know, can you set a timer for a random period between one and, you know, between a minute and 2 hours? Anyway, sous vide paella. Ugh. Let's see. We have to have that. What are we doing? What are you doing?
I'm looking. I was looking for I was asking ChatGPT if it could play a ring sound.
Oh, so look, you're in the same boat. You're trying all these new ideas on ChatGPT.
I always do. Like, I'm using it at work on an almost daily basis. Like I said, we had this meeting on the strategy document we putting together, and we were like, what would be a good vision statement? Or I'm like, let me just ask ChatGPT what would be, you know, and I was like, oh, what would be a good vision statement for, you know, these are kind of the topics we're thinking about, yada yada yada, whatever, and needs to be three sentences and we spit it out. Yeah. We use ChatGPT's vision statement. It's like,
I asked it before the show. I said, because I was tired of Spotify just like playing the same songs over and over that I had previously liked. I'm just like, so I'm like, when was the last time that I like had some background music that I remember? And I was like, oh, you know, back when I was a young kid out in the clubs, back 1993 era, my early 20s. And so I asked ChatGPT.
You know, I was in junior high in 1993. I was like,
hey, make me, I said, what would be a good music playlist that would represent dance club music from 1993? And it gave me a bunch of really nice, The Rhythm of the Night, What is Love, let's see, Two Princes, the Spin Doctors cover, Supermodel from RuPaul, let's see, Can't Get Enough of Your Love from Taylor Dane, Go West from the Pet Shop Boys. It was pretty good. It was a good little set. It was nice. So
Hollywood, it's the time.
Oh my God, stop it.
Feels like you...
That auto played, sorry.
Did it though?
I was going to look for something else and it auto played.
Did it though?
Or I clicked on it accidentally.
Could be. But yeah. Have you tried any of these side hustles, these AI side hustles?
No, I haven't.
I figured you would have been all over that.
You mean like creating something using the API, or you mean asking it what would be a good side hustle and having it like, I've got $1,000. Tell me how to make money with this. And then
it's like there's a whole Etsy
thing. Buy paper clips.
It's a whole Etsy thing. There's a whole bunch of videos on that where the Etsy thing where it's like these things that sell on Etsy, like journals and stuff. Like there's a design and And you just go and you find you create designs in Midjourney or whatever, and then it just instantly links up to a self-printing thing. It's like, so then if people click on it and buy it, it's printed automatically and shipped to them. Like you don't have to do anything. You don't have to have any, you just upload the digital assets and everything else is taken care of. Anyway, I figured it sounded very Adam-like. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's something Adam would probably do.
Yeah, I have not, but yeah, I would. That would be something I would try.
Like Amway.
No, I've never sold Mary Kay. I've never done Amway.
Yeah.
None of that. Nope.
All right. We're going to one of those couples that we talked about earlier, one of those couples that are friends of ours that took us to lunch for Zach's birthday. They actually live on the other side of the state, but we're going over to their house tomorrow for dinner, so we're going to be leaving the cats alone overnight tomorrow. So.
Oh, one of the friends. Like, you have friends, but Taylor does not. One of your friends.
No. Not what I was saying. Not. How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, Taylor, it is so hard to find gay friends. I feel you, bro.
No. Oh. That's not my point. My point is he was actively
looking. My friends on the other side of the state.
I understand how hard it is to make friends. Look, not everyone is. You know this about me. I don't have a problem meeting people.
Annoyingly so.
Very good at meeting people.
We could not be further from, we are alike in so many ways.
Yes.
But we could not be further unalike.
Yes.
Disalike, unalike, yeah, not alike.
Further apart.
Further apart, because I mean, you are like the bell. I'm Daniel. What was your name? Oh, Bob. Yeah, great. Oh, what do you do? Like, I'm here with my partner, Zach. No, you would say my good friend, Zach. And how are you know, who are you here with? Oh, my gosh, you're sailing alone? Oh, my goodness, I would never be able to do that. And you're just like chatting all the, oh, I've got to say hi to, okay, Bob, I'll be back. I got to say hi to, I'm Daniel. Oh, Larry, great to meet you. You know, I mean, you're just,
yep.
And then Mark and I come down and you're like, hey, guys, let me introduce you to Adam and Mark. You're like standing up on a chair, you know, to, yes, yeah. You're very...
I'm saying I'm very yeah. sociable I'm very
sociable
I'm
yeah
I'm a sociable guy, so I you know I'm just saying I do realize that it is difficult to make friends, especially couple friends, when you're older, and it's just one of those realities of life. But there's a bunch of things you can do, and it wasn't like we met some of them through Scruff, we met some of them through Grindr. I think these are all valid things to do, but yeah, It's like I just, it just hurts. That's
so
all.
So then hurts. You test drive your friends?
What do you mean?
If you're meeting them on Scruff or Grindr, is that just when you want to test drive your friends?
No, I mean, we've met people on Grindr that have said, you know, they just want to, and we did not have sex with them. We just had dinner.
I think Rodan said, well, some people, they need to get the sex out of the way, so they sleep with them, and then they become friends.
There might be something to that, but no one's going to do that unsolicited, whatever. Oh, let it go. All right, Psycho, look. I will admit to this. I did the new episode of Pod Is My Co-Pilot.
He did cry.
I did. The new episode of Pod Is My Co-Pilot showed up in my podcatcher, and I unsubscribed. I've taken it off my list. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, wow. Unsubscribed.
It's like, I can't listen to them anymore. I'm too hurt.
They lost you and gained me back, because... when you brought it up, I thought, you know what? I need to go listen to that. And then I subscribed. And so I've listened to 3 or 4 episodes now, episodes.
Just saying. I'm going to have to give it up.
So Taylor, buddy, if you need a friend, you got a friend in me.
That's mean, Adam. That's mean.
What's mean? Like if somebody
hurt you, I would be on your side. I would be like, you know what? Yeah, you bastard.
I think you would be reasonable like I'm being and tell me, Adam, you're taking it too personally. I think you would tell me that. I don't think that's a bad friend thing to do. What I'm saying is, don't take it so personal. I'm trying to help you get past these feelings.
One moment, please.
Okay. Are you having ChatGPT write a song about
In the realm the loss where of trust and loyalty reign, my allegiance to Adam remains. A force unbroken, a bond untamed through sunshine and the harshest rain. Should anyone dare with ill tongue speak, disparage his name, their output bleak, I rise, I stand, my voice will peak in defense of the friendship that we keep. Like a sentinel, steadfast and tall, before each slanderous squall, I stand as a shield. I won't let him fall. For Adam, I answer the call. No bitter words, no careless slight can dim his worth in my sight. I'll guard his name with all my might. For Adam, I will fight the good fight. Just saying, Adam. Just saying. I would have stuck with you.
I see. I hear.
I sense that Daniel is trying to organize the Disneyettas against Ron Mestball or something.
I think Cyclone is about 5 shots in at this point.
No, I will say this. So. DeSantis shot himself in the foot because they tried to file in state court to sue Disney. And then after they filed this to sue Disney, they then went and passed some legislation. And Disney rightly pointed out to the state court, it's like, now that they've passed this legislation, this law, the outcome of this lawsuit doesn't matter, so it should be tossed out because it doesn't matter. That's very loud.
Sorry.
What was that? Did you have ChatGPT play you music or something?
No. I was looking up Japanese music. I was.
Why is it
going to
be Japanese?
I played it behind you when you were reading that thing. Did you not hear it?
No, I heard it. It was very loud. I heard it, yes. Just saying, Adam, I would have stuck up for you.
Well, thank you. It's not about me.
Do you have any?
It's also not about you.
Do you have any good uses for ChatGPT? Like, what do you use it for?
Well, I kind of said, I mean, I've used it to help us plan our trip. I asked it, like, what are some good things to do? I have at work, I've done a lot of things. I've had it write emails. I've had it write requirements, use cases, help me with the strategy document that I was doing. I mean, all of my epics for this quarter were written by ChatGPT.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I gave it, like, I just typed out a bunch of word spaghetti. Like, it needs to do this and this and this and this, you know, whatever. And then it put it in a nice format.
Yeah.
That I just copy pasted over.
Yeah, I've seen several, like, TikToks, like, some hints of things. It's like somebody was just like, always ask ChatGPT to put the output in markup and make it easily readable. And which means that whatever answer it gives you, it'll do headlines and subheads and, you know, like bold.
Yes, Kathy Marshall, I had it write use cases. I did.
Wow. I'm trying to see who the main character was in Strange World.
Maybe use cases is not the word I'm thinking of. I think it's use cases. It's like the user.
His name is Searcher.
His name is Searcher?
Hold on. No, maybe that was the father. Son, Ethan. Ethan has a crush on his friend Diazo. So Ethan and Diazo, that would be the names that you were suggesting. Ethan and Diazo. I like that, actually. I like that a lot.
Ethan and Diazo.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a really good idea, Adam. That is a obscure enough cut. And it would be, yeah, I like that. Of course, is it kind of weird that this would be their brothers and we're naming them after characters that have a crush, one character has a crush on the other one?
Is that bad if you do that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they're not lovers. They're brothers.
Wait, is it incest?
All right, I am going to try to actually run a 10K in the morning, so I'm going to...
Oh, you're running a... I'm taking the dog to the vet, so... Well,
that sounds...
At 8 in the morning.
That sounds less fun than running a 10K. Anyway...
Yeah, they make me go in there with her, and I'm like, what am I paying you for?
Yeah, really?
You can't, like, take her in there and hold her on the table while you... You know, stick something up her butt to check for heartworms or whatever they do.
Kathy Marshall is sleeping in the morning. All right. Anyway, okay. Thanks everyone in the chat room for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all. Thank you all. We love you.